Since we've been catching a few rains, some of the wheat stubble fields have pretty decent sized broadleaf and grassy weeds actively growing at this time. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. Now these weeds that we're seeing in the wheat stubble are utilizing both moisture and nutrients that would be available for the subsequent crop. It's a good idea to control these weeds while there's moisture and active growth and before they set seed. Now, kochia and Russian thistle are day length sensitive and will begin to flower towards the end of July into August. Thus, we need to get a handle on them before then. Controlling kochia and Russian thistle by mid-July is very important to prevent seed production. Weeds growing now in wheat stubble fields without crop competition can set ample seeds, which will result in weed problems for the following crops. It's especially important to prevent weed seed production on fields that will be planted to crops with limited herbicide options for weed control. These include broadleaf weeds in sunflowers and grassy weeds in both sorghum and annual forages, and those are especially a problem when those weeds emerge just after the crop emergence. Preventing weed seed production ahead of growing these crops is a key component to successful weed control programs. Seed for some of these weed species can remain viable for several years, so allowing seeds to produce can create weed problems that we might fight for multiple years in a field. To control weeds in wheat stubble fields, producers should start by applying a full labeled rate of glyphosate with the proper AMS additive and have that tank mixed with 2,4-D or dicamba. Now be aware that adding dicamba to a tank mix containing AMS can increase the volatility of the dicamba and increase the chance of off-target movement. Often tank mixes of dicamba or 2,4-D with glyphosate may not perform well if pigweed species are glyphosate resistant or if the weeds are growing under the kind of dry conditions that really stress those weeds. If this is the case, look at a tank mix of gramoxone with atrazine or metribuzin. Now, those triazines are synergistic with gramoxone, so you get really good weed control. You might also look at gramoxone with Sharpen. Now, these have been a more effective treatment than either glyphosate plus dicamba or glyphosate plus 2,4-D on tank mixes where we have resistance or pretty dry, stressed weeds that we're going after. Several have asked about the addition of atrazine for the residual weed control in fallow. Although atrazine provides residual control of weeds, it's best applied later in the fall. At this time of the year, atrazine residual is actually quite short and will not provide adequate control of weeds that will be emerging in the fall. Also keep in mind that atrazine antagonizes glyphosate. So atrazine antagonizes glyphosate and don't work well together. Just the opposite of that synergistic effect that we were talking about with atrazine and gramoxone. If you have any questions about weed control in your wheat stubble, please feel free to give me a call or check out the website for more details. That website address is www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy, or you can get a hold of me at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.